Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
It's brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. The sub above difference is substantial. After all, the giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's be a sub above.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? How can we help you, madam?
So, I went on this date with this guy, Sean. And he was real cool, you know. Like, we went to this, like, comedy club. Like, we kind of just hit it off. He was, like, funny. And then, like, after the date, like, I didn't hear back from him anymore. So, I don't know what's up.
Okay, well, I mean, what happened during the date? Did you do anything?
No, we just kind of, like, laughed and stuff and, like, had a couple of drinks, like, just, you know, chat about life and stuff. It seemed like we, like, really hit it off, so I don't know what happened, like, afterwards.
Could it be because your personality sounds a little...
dry?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, look, I gotta
be
honest.
Alone.
Like, right now, the way you're talking to us, I'm like, I could see why he's not calling you back. You're right. Like, hey, we had a great time. It was great. Comedy club was good.
Did you even laugh at the comedy club?
I know. Maybe a comedy club wasn't the best. Do you find comedy funny?
Clearly not.
All right. Hey, Katie, hang on. We're going to call you next.
Now back to the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
We just talked to Katie. I mean, I really don't know what to tell you. The girl.
We talked to her. She didn't do much talking to us.
She doesn't exactly sound like my type because I like a thing called the personality of a woman.
But, all right. Come on. We got to leave her alone.
No need to be mean.
Her and Sean went to a comedy show. She probably stared at the comedians the entire time, blinking her eyes.
Blink, blink.
Yeah. At the end, looked at Sean and said, "That was great. It was hilarious." But anyway, so. Can you think of anything that happened during the date that went weird that maybe would turn Sean off, Katie?
You asking me if something went weird? No. I mean, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll call him right now and see what he has to say.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sean?
Yeah, who's this?
Sean, so we're calling from Hot 96.9. It's the Get Up Crew. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy, and... we have news for you. It could be great news or it could be bad. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. We're calling from Hot 96.9, a radio station. Just can I explain why we're calling?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a call from a girl that wants to go on a date with you. And we're willing to pay for the date. What do you say?
Who's the girl?
Okay, so apparently you went out with this girl already. And according to her... you had a great time. But we'd like to hear your side of the story. Her name is Katie.
I'm not interested in that at all.
You're not?
Not at all.
I would be so delighted if you can tell us why you're not into her. So we can go back and explain to her.
We think it's her personality.
She's just a rat. She's a narc. I'm not down with that bitch.
Oh, damn.
What?
That's it. I'm done. I don't want to see that girl again.
How the hell is she a rat?
It's complicated. My cousin is serving 10 right now.
Yeah.
Upstate. And his trial, she was one of the jurors. And she was part of locking him up.
Well, how'd you know that she was...
This is what happened. We went out and I was like, I knew I'd seen this girl before. And then, you know, like, after you leave the date, and you're, like, jogging your memory.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, I know where this bitch is from. And she was one of the jurors. And I was like, all right, I connected it. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you don't connect the dots right away.
Ah, I gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I got some bad news for you. Katie's on the phone right now.
We got the rat on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to this
guy.
Wow. Wait a minute. Your cousin is a f***ing idiot who has a cop on a high-speed chase?
First of all, you don't know my cousin. Second of all, so he drives a little fast, okay? There's nothing bad about a dude who drives fast. Well, let me just say, so...
he was the cop on the high speed chase, and then he threw his drugs at the cop. Son, he threw his drugs.
You don't know anything. You weren't there, bitch. You don't know what he threw.
Oh, my God.
could have cigarette out the window. He could have spit out the window. He could have threw a gum wrapper out the window. You don't know what the f*** threw out the window.
There was a body cam. They showed it the whole time. There's a body cam. What the f*** did you want me to do?
Yo, like, you can believe whatever you want, you narc, all right? Why don't you go put some other people away, all right?
Like, it took us less than an hour to deliver. Like, he was obviously guilty. Like, the whole thing is so clear.
Yo, that's why the whole judicial system is all f***ed up. Because I got jurors like you on the jury.
Because there was evidence? Yeah.
Okay? Innocent people.
That's why.
You are a
pure
idiot.
Society, all right? Why are you so mad? It sounds like your cousin's like, it sounds like your cousin just f***ed up.
This bitch, I don't want to talk to this girl. You got a prize for me or something? I don't want to talk to this girl.
Well, she was the prize, but...
Damn, that's not a prize. That's a punishment.
You should be locked up for life because you are just as dumb as your cousin.
All right. Go rat on someone else, lady. All right?
So that's a second date?
Wow,
just to be clear, Sean.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, right.
Nah, you got any Childish Gambino tickets for me, huh?
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
Yeah. So imagine going on a date, right, and finding out that you literally just wasted the last 10 years of your life. That's what you're going to hear Monday morning at 8:10. Should make you feel better if right now you're contemplating your life.